Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up! It's time for Just Chicago's Neighborhood Talk with Clifton Pierce. A Canon Media and Axe Entertainment Artists, Inc. production.
Good evening. You are tuned into the Justice Chicago Radio Show. My name is Candace Carey, a.k.a. Cam A. Lucci, tuning in all the way from Sunny Slough, Florida. And, I want to introduce the man of the hour, my partner, businessman, and now the proud ambassador and sponsor and ambassador for Trust Me Vodka, Clifton Pierce. How are you?
Boy, I got all them titles.
Well, you know, it is what it is. It's the truth. You know, I left out Good to Grow, too. It would have been longer.
We're going to work on all of that. How you doing, Candace?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. How about yourself?
Everything's okay. What's going on over in Florida there? What's going on down there?
You know, I'm kind of, you know, I'm just excited about the Trust Me Vodka account and the fact that, you know, we finally got our shipment to come in and now we can move forward with the reopening and the tasting event in Chicago. So, you know, Miami is celebrating that, all, you know, from here. So I hope you can feel the love and the excitement all the way from here to Chicago. Tell me a little bit about it. What's going on?
Well, you tell me. Tell the people a little about you. I had to turn my air conditioning on because it's hot in Chicago. It's hot.
Okay.
I got my air conditioning on full blast. It's hot here in this town. But I want you to tell, because I'm sure we got so many new listeners, tell the people who you are, Candace, other than the fact that you're beautiful and you're an actress.
Thank you. First and foremost, I am a lady. I am a proud mother to my baby, you know, my terrier, and all my, you know, future children that I plan on having. But anyway, I'm a radio host. I produce different television shows out of Atlanta that's been filmed on Comcast and, you know, different national platforms. I'm also into law, you know, study law, do a lot of researching, and an actress, which was a hobby that I still do and I still enjoy doing from time to time. One of my most rememberable roles was playing in the movie Drumline with Zoe Saldana and Nick Cannon. And I was the young lady at that time that had the cornrows and did the one-arm push-up. And I was the only girl in the band that was hanging out with the guy, trying to get, you know, on with the drum line. So, that's a little bit about who I am. And so here we are today, and we're on your show, and we are celebrating.
So now you're hanging out with me. After all of that, you hanging out with me, just a little old me. Like I said, I had to turn my air conditioning on because it's hot in Chicago. So first of all, we're going to call out some of our guests today. Dr. Mike, are you there?
Hey, yeah, good evening. How y'all doing?
Okay.
Good evening.
Dr. Mike,
welcome.
Checking in. Okay.
Hi, Dr.
Okay.
Mike. Good to have you back on the show.
How about Miss Luanna Peters? Is she there? Luanna Peters.
Peters, if you're on the air, on the line, please press 1. Press 1. Okay. I think we have Miss Peters, right?
Yes, Luann. Okay. I'm here. How are you all?
All right. Boy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Candace.
Yes.
We have a political giant there. Luann Peters. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have our representative from the Nation of Islam? Are you on the line?
Press one if you are on the line tonight. Press one. Well, you know, we have a packed house. We have a full line of callers that are fellowshipping and listening to the show tonight. And if something comes up, press one of your dial tone, and we will unmute you.
Okay. Our next person, Ms. Karen. Karen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, boy.
Hello?
There she is. That's Karen.
Yes,
how are you?
I'm on here. How's everybody tonight? How's my kings and queens?
All right,
I was blessed.
Okay, now what about Ziff, sister? Ziff, are you there? Okay, Ziff, are you there? Point one.
Okay.
Okay, we have some more people that are going to be calling in, but we're going to go with what we got right here. And part of our show, we always start with Doc. Doc, give me about 5 minutes of what you're going to talk about tonight. And tell the people who you are, Doc, and what's your background.
Hey, good evening. How's everybody doing? Thanks for tuning in to Just Chicago. I'm Dr. Mike Washington, born and raised in Chicago. I'm a pharmacist, been working in my community for about 30 years. So I'm going to start off with a COVID update. Somebody got some static in the background there.
Okay.
Can y'all hear me? Yeah, I'm going to start off with the COVID update. As you all know, there's been a strain of virus, another COVID strain. They call it a mutation. That's what happens when the virus realizes that we've created something that's trying to kill it because it's a living organism. It doesn't want to die. So it changes its structure so to make the antibodies that we're creating from the vaccine to help us fight that off. So it's like a fight going on between the virus trying to stay alive and our antibodies and our immune system trying to kill it. So that's what's going on. But that's nothing new. Go ahead.
Okay. Are you saying that this virus here is in America or is it over in Europe?
Well, it's in London and South Africa right now. But
does that mean it's coming here?
It could possibly do that. I was just listening to the news right before I got on the show, and they were saying that some of it is being flown to JFK right now because, of course, we want to study it as well and see what's going on and see what the structure is changing and mutating. I just saw that on the news that smoke is being flown to JFK from London.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to start the show off with Ms. Peters, first of all. Ms. Peters, I want you to tell the people who you are. I've been knowing Ms. Peters now maybe 50 years. And tell them how do we meet and who are you? I mean, I ain't telling your age. I'm not telling your age. So tell them who you are, Ms. Peters. This lady here is a giant. Believe me, we are so fortunate to have her.
Oh, thank you, Cliff. Candace, how are you down in Florida? I wish I was in Florida. And Cliff was definitely teasing you when he said he's got his air conditioner on. But that's okay. Cliff is a hot, you know, he's been hot for a long time. I met him back in the 80s when I was a youngster, and I was at that time chief of staff for the former late Congressman Gus Savage. So I've done 10 years on the Hill as chief of staff for a member of Congress. I've been fortunate enough to have been deputy governor for the state of Illinois. So, you know, I've been around the process for a while. I worked at the National NAACP for several years. So I've been blessed to have had a broad base of experience from electoral politics to governance and public policy, as well as a lot of advocacy and people action. So I've been blessed to have had all those experiences, and it's interesting as we face this challenge that Dr. Mike was speaking of. It is a challenge. We've not had the kind of militaristic instruction and strategy that it takes to fight a war. A pandemic is a serious war. We've had probably 50 different approaches, 50 different messages, and I think that has contributed to the longevity of it. Sometimes our individuality, that doesn't work in war, but that's what we're dealing with, I think. But anyway,
let me ask you this, Ms. Peters. What's your hometown, and what kind of educational background do you have?
I grew up on a farm in Angie, Louisiana, with 10 brothers and a sister, so it's 12 of us. I have a bachelor's out of Louisiana State University. I went there in the 60s. And a master's out of University of Illinois.
Okay. The master's in what, ma'am?
Actually, it's in social work. My master's is in community organization and planning. So President Obama is not the first one to be an organizer. I was actually trained as an organizer. My master's is in community organization and planning. Yes.
Okay. Ms. Peters, I love you to death. And one of the reasons that I have you on my show is that we are in a storm here in Chicago, and Ms. Hicks is going to expound on that in a few minutes. And what's going on here is that we need a whole new political agenda, okay? I posted on my Facebook page a week ago, and I got all kind of pushback and static over the fact that we had to prepare for the retirement or whatever the situation may be in regards to Bobby Rush, Danny Davis, and Jesse White. And to give you an example, Jesse White, that man controlled billions of dollars. Congressman Bobby Rush, Congressman Danny Davis, these men are in their 80s. And the reason why I really 70s. Brought that up is...
70s,
okay,
go ahead.
That 70s is a new 80, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to the political arena. And so I took a stop what happened with Dorothy Brown there. She has left that circuit court office, and a Hispanic has won that office, okay? And what did she do? The first thing she did was got rid of all the blacks that was in that upper echelon in the court clerk's office, okay? And I know to the victor go the spoils and everything, but every time we start talking about the political arena, we start talking about the black and brown coalition. But I never hear anybody say anything about the brown-black coalition, okay? Not only that, but when Mayor Washington died, and the city council said, well, at least we got the Hispanics on our side. And they told, no, you don't. Our commitment was to Harold Washington. When he died, that was over. And they've been gaining on right on our backs ever since. And we are losing it. And I'm just saying, you prepare for war in time of peace. Who's going to take those people's place? And my next question is, we're going to have to bring you out of semi-retirement that you're in. But, yeah, absolutely. But tell me what you think about me. Speaking about these men and the fact they need to be replaced.
Well, I'm not sure that at this particular juncture you want to look at replacing, because they have some serious seniority. Depending on what happens in Georgia, in terms of the Senate race, depending on what happens in Georgia, will be a tremendous indicator as to what we're able to, as a country, be able to sort of regain and move forward on in Washington. If we can even get one seat in Georgia, that reduces the muscle of Mr. McConnell. If we lose both seats in Georgia, we are still back where we were, and maybe even even more challenged because the House lost some of its majority in this last election. So I think in the process of power is not a thing that just automatically gives up. Whether or not Congressman Davis or Congressman Rush or any other congressperson sets a time clock on when they choose to stop running, that is those things will sort of evolve. But in terms of preparation, look at it. We've got young people who are in city council. Young people who are in state, state reps, young people who are state senators, or some not so young that have aspirations. The issue becomes whether or not they are doing what they need to do in terms of serving the public, being not just from what you must do as a person in that particular office. But in many instances, people pay attention to what you do above and beyond that.
Well, let me ask you this. How are we looking in that Georgia race?
I think, I haven't been any closer than what everybody else has been in terms of I read what the Washington Post says, I read what the Atlanta Constitution says, I plug into some of the community-based activities that's going on in Atlanta and listen to what they're saying. It's tight. I think it's going to need a lot of resources, but it's tight. I mean, it is a tight race, and I'm not sure that anybody can call it on any given day before the actual election. Main thing is that everybody who has the capacity to vote that have an interest in maintaining some semblance of democracy needs to make sure that they cast their ballot. I know that they are attacking the progressives. The Republicans, of course, are attacking the progressives on every front. Stacey is, they're going after Stacey Abrams because few people have ever been able to put 1 million people on the voting rolls almost in the course of a year. So they're going after her with some gusto. The organization that she has, we need to back it up, make sure they're whole. So if people got, $10, $15 or whatever, send it down there.
Okay.
She's gonna fight on two fronts. Getting people out to vote and fight the legal battle. You can be fighting on both fronts. So, I kind of stay involved it's tough not to be involved from a watch and read and learn and talk perspective in terms of politics. But I'm really sort of focused on the healthcare and the insurance world now, if you will, the Medicare and health.
Okay, I want you to hold
Chicago,
that, Ms. Peters.
I'm doing some work with a company called Zing Health.
Ms. Peters, I want you to hold that because I want to talk more to you about that. I want you to hold that. Listen, is Jimmy Mays on the line?
It's politically related, too. What I have to say is politically related. Okay.
Okay, just hold on there. We're going to talk about that. Jimmy Mays, are you on the line? Jimmy Mays, punch one. Okay, Jimmy Mays, are you on the line? Punch one. But okay, now I want to go to a young lady that is very inspiring. As it turns out, we have a lot in common in our early life. And right now she's fighting a battle that she needs us black men standing beside her and behind her. And her name is, what's your name, young lady?
Karen.
I'm going to call it KH. Now, what your name is?
KH, whatever you want it to be. Whatever you want my
okay,
name
sweetheart.
To be.
I heard that. Well, I really wanted to call you the new warrior. That's what I really want to call you.
That's what I call myself, a queen warrior. But
I want you to introduce yourself to the people and tell them what is the atmosphere that's going on in the city of Chicago today. Okay, you got the floor, dear.
Okay, my name is Karen Hicks, and I'm just a queen warrior, simple as that, because we waste a lot of time with all these titles, and I think it's quite an embarrassment if you look out the front door of any average black community. These titles really mean nothing. We got more degrees, we got more political positions, we got more black people in so-called powerful positions, but yet and still we look worse than we've ever looked. I'm 60 and I've never seen the stuff that I'm seeing, so let's be real. What does these titles mean? Nothing. Okay? I'm a historian. I go read and I study. Most of these colleges and universities were just created to make some of our people feel a little bit more important than other people. And when you are not suffering, you can wait some more years. I heard you, Ms. Peters, and I have a lot of respect for you, but I heard you say, like Bobby and Danny and all that, well, what do they got to be, 100? Because, yeah, they're living their lives. Many of them are living good lives because they're living off the taxpayers' money. But what about the ones that have been waiting 20, 30, 40 years? Let me say something. It ain't about inventing a new wheel, but it is about replacing those that's spinning it. So right now, politics ain't for us. They took an oath. When you took an oath, you're going to uphold that Constitution. Guess what? Black people, we took a commandment. We were supposed to come and till and dress this land. Till means to cultivate, dress means to set straight. So why are we falling into a system that was never designed for us? Yeah, some of us get into these universities. We throw all these titles around. But I would really be embarrassed, and I'm not throwing no stones at anybody. I'm just keeping it real. I would truly be embarrassed to even say that I've been part of a system that has done nothing but demolish my black community. America is built off of health care making a profit, schools making a profit, and prisons making a profit. So therefore, they need as many people as possible to be sick, dumb, and locked up. It's time for the dry bones to stand up. It's time for our kings, our alpha males, and our alpha females to come together. We are not Western Europeans, okay? We stand with our man. We don't just go in a square. We could go in a circle. And it's really time for us to tap into who we are as a people. That's the only thing we lacking. We're never going to fit in their system. So to even say that we need to give some old cats like Danny, Bobby, and Jesse White a little bit more time, that's an insult.
Let me ask you this, Sister Karen. Let me ask you this. What system do you think we would tap into? Give me your sense of what.
Right now, we need to take us back to when we were kings and queens before we were even slaves. We need to know who we were. We need to understand that we built this country. Everything that you see came from us. So when we went to these universities, let's just use the PhD. We all know when you go for that PhD, what does that consider? A lot of research, am I right or wrong? So we're actually giving them all the work. They're taking our work in their universities, and they're using it to build their corporations, and then they charge you for coming in there to do the research for them so they can take what you decided and put out there. What's wrong with us? Howard University was created to train black African pastors. So we need to go all the way back. Right now, black people need to be educating and understanding who were you before your own people allowed some other people to capture you. Until we go there, I don't care who becomes president. I've been a self-employed woman all my life, and when I make somebody the president of my company, they got two choices, baby. That's it. It's time to wake up. It's time to use common sense. If all don't make it, none make it. It can't be a me until it's a we. And I commend everybody for their degrees and their positions. I'm not knocking that. But God doggone, come down here with the dry bones and see the young ladies. Most of 43% of our young black children are raised in DCFS. So that means the last four generations have been raised in the system. They haven't had love.
They haven't been taught how to clean behind their ears. They haven't been taught that when you walk to somebody's house, you say hello. We got to get up off of this system. It's not our system.
Okay, Karen, on that same note, because we do have a lot to talk about, and even, you know, we go all over the world. People are listening to us in Canada, Australia, Germany, Africa, Mexico, the whole nine yards. And so they're not aware of what's going on here in Chicago. Call somebody black don't mean they black. Explain to the people what's going on here in Chicago and what happened to What About Citizenry. It's been 2 years, and it's just coming to light. Tell them about that.
Right. Well, let me just say this. That's truly an insult that we have literally watched a black woman, an older black woman, home get invaded by 11 white men and one white woman completely butt naked. That's an insult. She was literally raped, as far as I'm concerned. Anytime you're in a place and she cannot even, and nobody even paid attention to what she said. Let me tell you what she said. I'm a social worker. She said, I'm a social worker. So that even lets you know that little speech that she said is that classism. And you're right. It really ain't about the color of your skin. It's about the conscience of your heart. Because not only are blacks ignorant to what's going on, every other nationality is ignorant. And then you said something about power. You know what power is? Power is the ability to serve up a consequences when somebody has violated you. We haven't been able to do that. So right now in Chicago, not only are we dealing with the insult of what happened to our queen, it reminded you of Sarah Bartman. But we got a so-called black mayor that hid this for 2 years. If you can hear my voice across the nation, I need your help in Chicago to take a stand. Take a stand against wrongdoing, whether you're white, black, purple, green. Because it's not about black and white. It's not about gay or straight. It's not about rich or poor. It's about intelligence and ignorance. And anytime something like that was kept covered, somebody that we call our so-called leader, politician, once again, here we go, them politics, and you went to court to try to keep something like this hid, I feel violated. And I wasn't in that room. And if you can hear my voice across the country, we need help in Chicago. We need somebody like you, Luann Peters, with the background that you have and the stuff that you know because you've sat at tables others have not sat at. We need you, baby. We need to take a stand because we're the only ones suffering. We're suffering. And that's what we need here in Chicago.
Okay, let me interject here. One of the reasons why, you know, as a senior member of the community, I remember when WVON came to Chicago. And a lot of people don't even know that VON stands for the Voice of the Negro. And the media dictates how you feel and how you think. And I want to thank Shelly Manson, Nick Cannon, for allowing me to have this show. Candace, Shelly, you guys have given me a platform to work off of. And VON has become commercialized. They have to be careful what they talk about. But as long as I got this platform here, anybody that's talking about things that's going to relate to my people, you can come on my show. And if I get thrown off, I got thrown off because I was fighting for my people. You know, we are the voice of the people that can't be heard. And as long as I got this show, we're going to be heard because I'm going to bring on people like Karen, and we're going to talk about these things. Karen, I'm going to take a minute from you because I'm going to let Doc tell us a little bit about what he's been working on. Because let me say this here. Everything is business. Let me give you an example. I'm in the concert business. I'm in the nightclub business, all those kind of things. And they came up with this drill music. They had a secret meeting about this music, this rap music. And the bottom line is Illinois State Prison, to give you an example, are privatized. Okay? That means they have to have a certain amount of inmates in them because it's a business with them. It's a business of locking up our boys. It's a business. So therefore, they got this music that are playing. They're playing music to make these boys want to go out and kill one another so they can fill up the prisons. And we're losing our black boys. We're losing the boy that they killed, and we're losing the boy that killed them. Okay.
Can I say one thing? Clifton,
sure,
can I say
baby,
one
this
thing?
This is our show. You talk like
prison,
you want to.
I want you to understand this. The prison now are the universities. Because once
okay.
they go into prison, they get the opportunity
yeah.
to go within themselves. Because the gifts
absolutely.
Are within. So when they go into prison, they become artists, doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs. And guess what?
Yeah.
Every other nationality goes in there, and they take all of their talent, bring it back out here. So the prisons are the new universities. Innocent
okay.
Project. I deal with a lot of men from Innocent Project. Most of them cats get with Innocent Project. They get paid this enormous amount of millions of dollars, and then Innocent Project connects them with other nationalities besides the black. So once again, when they go do time in prison and the guys get out, they go team them up with another nationality, and we're losing again as people. We better wake up.
Let me say this here to you. This Monday, I was in my grandson's store, and the young boys on the corner, 10, 15 deep, had bought some Chinese food, and it was all arguing over it. So I came, I said, listen, how would you like it if I cooked you guys some dinner? And so I cooked them some collard greens, corn on the cob, hot water cornbread, okay? And I brought it up there, and they ate every last bit of it. I thought I was going, they ate every last bit of it, okay? Because I said, this is the kind of food that grandma has for you. But in doing that and cooking, let me say this too. None of them said thank you. None of them said thank you. You know why? Because they never been taught to say thank you. But listen to this. I got a chance to talk. These kids are highly intelligent. They don't say duh. They don't say duh and rah-rah. They are highly intelligent. And we need to start showing our boys some love. We got to start showing these boys some love right there
yes,
on 64th and King Drive. And listen, while we on the subject, I said we're going to go to Doc, but I want to know, Luanna, because you've been out here a minute. Right there at Parkway Gardens where Michelle Obama come out of, okay? In the last 5 years, we've had 5 millionaire rappers come out of this Parkway Gardens alone. But here's where my problem comes in, Luanna, because you've been here a minute. Right there on 63rd and King Drive, up under the L tracks, up under the L tracks with 12 railroad tracks behind it and then a truck terminal behind it sits a grammar school. Who ever thought to put a grammar school in a situation like that where the kids are sitting in class and the L is rumbling and the trains are rumbling and the truck smoke is flowing all over the school? Those kids are being traumatized. And that school been there at least 20 years that I know. Who would ever have done that? These people are selling out our communities. They're destroying our future. Who would have put an L? Who would have put a school up under an L? Who does that? But once again, I'm going to go back to Doc because we got a lot of talk about. We got some good people. This district, if you dare put punch one, if you dare punch one, Jimmy Mays, if you dare punch one, and also I'm looking for my brother from the Nation of Islam, if you dare punch one, I'm going to wait for you guys to get on 1 second here. If you're from the Nation of Islam, punch one on your phone. Jimmy Mays, if you there, punch one. Jim Sistrick, if you there, punch one. And now I'm going to go back to Doc. Doc, tell us what you've been working on since last week.
How you doing? Good. We were talking about the dialysis centers that are popping up a lot here in Chicago, and I did some research. So we got a total of, 55 in and around Chicago. And the number one company that owns these, about 70% of them, is called DaVita, D-A-V-I-T-A. That's a company, they've been in business since 1940. And what they're doing is they're putting these dialysis centers in our communities, and because your kidneys, when your kidneys fail and they don't filter out the waste products, the extra water and the toxins, then you have to be hooked up to this machine it's a dialysis machine. So basically, it's like a water filter. You know, you can put a filter on the water and take out the impurities, and then you get pure water. That's what dialysis is. It's the process of removing those fluids with a filter, and it's an artificial kidney that filters the blood along with this thing called a dialyzer. Those things filter the blood and take out the impurities and the waste, and then the blood is put back in your body. But you have to get that treatment 2 to 3 times a week. And that costs about $70,000 a year, but that's paid by your insurance. And people with dialysis, they normally live about 5 to 10, up to 30 years. But that's a problem because you have blood pressure. You know, we got a lot of diseases like blood pressure, diabetes that affect our kidneys. So when your kidneys fail, then that causes the rest of the organs to fail. So they're taking advantage of the lack of probably, you know, we live in the food desert. We're not eating properly. We have underlying health conditions. So these people are coming to our community and taking advantage of us in that way as well.
Well, let me ask you this here. Is there something that we can do to regurgitate, regenerate the kidney once we see that there may be a problem with it?
Well,
High blood pressure medicine is killing the kidney. When I started transportation in 1999, out here, we had 3 dialysis. A doctor told me that they will be flooding our communities because the blood pressure medicine breaks down our blood, makes our blood weak. Our blood cannot fight off any foreign entity to enter our body. And when you can't do that, it goes attack your tumors, your liver, and your kidney. So it's all by design. That's why they can put up a dialysis center before they even get patients, because they know how many people that they prescribe have less
now, Karen,
and that's real.
Karen, that's one of the reasons why I brought this subject up. Are these people having problems with their kidney because they're being misdiagnosed and they're being fed into these companies?
Yes.
There we go with a game again.
But your politicians, just like Danny Davis, allow the rent-a-centers and the predatory lending. We got to understand what these politicians are doing. Do your homework. This is what your politicians have allowed, your black politicians. I'm not talking out the side of my neck. I'm doing research. Remember, Harold Davis was my best friend. Come on now.
Okay. Now, here's what I want to say is that I'm a diabetic. I found out about 4 or 5 years ago I was a diabetic. And once I found that out, the first thing I did was looked up, because I was in the whiskey business, and I looked up what can be drank for a diabetic, because at that time, anybody that know me, when I walked in the club, they fixed me a rum and coke, because that's what I drank, rum and coke. So instead of ordering a rum and coke, I should order them, give me a tall glass of sugar. So that's what I was doing, drinking just a tall glass of sugar with that rum and that coke. So I found out that if you're going to drink alcohol, drink non-colored alcohol. In other words, drink light alcohol, white alcohol, if you're a diabetic. Don't drink no colored pop. That's what the book says. Wikipedia, the whole nine, that's what they say about that. So when I got the opportunity, now I'm going to talk about the new company that I'm associated with, which is Trust Me Vodka. It's a company in California. They're going to be my sponsor, as we speak on my radio show. And they're going to be my sponsor when the clubs open back up. I'm going to be putting it on there. I got a TV show that they're putting together for me. And Trust Me Vodka is going to be one of my sponsors. And the reason why, because I ain't asking it for no sponsor, just a sponsor. The reason, one of my sponsors is Good to Grow Hair Company. Okay, the reason why I wanted him to be a sponsor on my show, because I have seen his product actually work. I'm not a paid informant. I have seen his product work. And now the reason why I'm speaking on Trust Me Vodka, because it's non-sugar. There's no sugar in it. It's organic. It's organic. There's no sugar in it. So all these diabetes people out here who would like to have a cocktail, Trust Me Vodka is going to be the vodka of the future, and they're giving me the right to be the distributor of it here in the Illinois and the Midwest section. So once again, Trust Me Vodka is one of my new sponsors. I'm going to be talking much about it. Okay, Doc, I want you to hold it. Now, Luana, I'm going to come back to you
the statement in terms, you said you recognized that you were drinking like a glass of sugar.
I was drinking rum and coke.
You're absolutely correct.
I said, give me a tall glass of sugar.
Anytime I get to the point where I have to take medication, there is a side effect on it. There is no question about it. There's a negative, there's maybe a positive for the moment, but in the long term, there's a side effect.
Lots of times when you get your medicine and they have that little information stamped on it, or that little It tells you what the side effects may be. You look at some of our commercials, and they say, well, this here will stop what you're doing, but it may cause bleeding of the eye, ringing of the head, your toes.
There's
I say, my goodness, I'd
there's
rather keep what
effect.
I got. Than,
but, so
now,
but, Chris,
Joanna.
But, no, sometimes the blood pressure, if we don't get that under control, whether or not you stroke out early or you stroke out later. But there are some things that we can do. You said
okay,
you tried to stop drinking the glass of sugar. When we, you know, there are some things that we must do. That, you know, sometimes knowing who we are. I grew up on a farm, so I had the benefit of eating natural food when I was growing up. So there, you know, there were 12 of us. There are still 11 of us living between the age of 66 and 86. That really came from a foundation. The one that died from Agent Orange, 100% Agent Orange. But going back to what we can do, we got to take, you know, our kids, you know, like, there's no we don't have to support these stores that are set up in the community where our kids go to, on the way to school by hot flames.
Children.
You know, they don't even have water in the store. We don't have to support that. We don't have to drink Kool-Aid and pop. We don't have to do that. We can actually drink water. We can actually choose to drink water. There are some things that we can do to bring that down, to stop the first requirement for some medication. There are some things that
okay,
we can
do. Okay, now, Luana, you said you're working with an insurance company. Tell us about that, please.
Oh, no, that's for old folks, for people like me that, you know, I'm 71. But I'm working with a company called Zing Health. It's a Medicare Advantage company. As you know, Medicare, you know, you've got United Advantage, Humana, but Medicare, Zing is a Medicare Advantage company. It's the only one in the Medicare world that was launched by two black doctors, Medicare Advantage. And, you know, that's an industry that is, it is an industry. She's correct. Healthcare is an industry.
Healthcare is a lot of money.
And Medicare is probably somewhere around a $600 billion industry. I said billion. And there's only one that's even started by two black doctors. I like it, you know, primarily because one is much cheaper than what I had before. I'm saving like, you know, $500 a month and getting more services because I get vision, dental, and hearing, as well as I stay on the same doctor, still have to go to the same, if I have to go to the emergency room, the same hospital is up the street. But every week since of the pandemic sort of went into lockdown, I've gotten a call to check on me to see whether or not, you know, am I doing okay? How am I feeling emotionally? Do I feel locked in?
I'm gonna call you too.
Have I gotten what I need? You know, in terms of, you know, so it's because the guys who started it, one of them lives in South Shore in Chicago, so it's not like he lives out of the hood. But the approach to it is a wellness and. Every week they've got on YouTube, they started YouTube and I think Facebook. They were running shows hosted by Terry Mason. You know, Terry is very, very, very firm on eating right, health right, being well. Hosted by Terry, every week they were, you know, they were having shows about, you know, about whether or not, you know, tips for exercising, how you can still exercise without going to a gym. Things that a person who is with limited mobility could do. They had a woman sitting there who could show you how just lifting your legs, how you could do that, lifting your arms, things you could, you know, eating better, you know, things that, you know, ways of planning out your final exit out of here, because all of us come here leaving. How to take some of the pressure off by, you know, planning ahead. How to take the pressure off you worrying about what the family is going to go through and all that other kind of stuff. So it's looking at, because Zing Health try and take an approach of looking at the total human being. It's not just insuring your visits to the doctor. It's not just insuring your visits to the hospital. But what can you do to help
make the total human being as well as community more healthy. But that's, you know, that's who I'm working with now.
All right, listen.
Z as in
thank
Z
you, baby.
ING health.
Okay, we're going to go to a commercial break. Candace, how you doing so far, baby? Candace? She must be in the back room. So until she's
after
back
what,
with me.
I need to find out what Florida she's in.
She's in Miami, Florida.
Oh, she's in Miami. Okay.
She's in Miami, Florida. But I want to go, well, I'll talk about it again about this, this Trust Me Vodka. And listen, they... you know, you never go grocery shopping hungry. And this company approached me about a month ago about sponsoring my show. And they said, we're going to send you a couple of cases of this, a couple of cases of that. And then they said that we understand that you have quite an influence on the South in the black neighborhood. And I said, man, I'm not a soul food restaurant. Anybody want to drink vodka, I'm going to sell it to it. I ain't trying to just limit myself to just no black people. So anyway, we finally came to an agreement, and also now I have stock in the company, and I'm gonna have a meeting, Karen. I'm looking for you to help me with this. This is a new company. It's a product that black people can drink because people are gonna drink. People are drinking more during this pandemic than ever. But at least if they're gonna drink something, drink this vodka because once again, it's gluten free and therefore and it's organic. So if you're going to drink, it's a healthy drink to drink. So I want to talk about that and the fact that a friend of mine is getting ready to open up a lounge soon as this whole thing open up, and we're going to be premiering Trust Me Vodka in her particular place, and I'm going to do a tasting all over the city. And I'll be looking for people to be representing me. They're going to get a percentage of all their sales and everything. So the bottom line, what I'm talking about, we got to start creating wealth in ourselves. Okay, and Karen, I want to hear what you got to say, and I want to hear what you got to say, Luanna, about this thing called reparations. So let's take a break for a minute and get some breath, then I'm going to come back to you, Karen, and I want to talk to you again about what's going on in the city and what you how you feel about reparations. What is reparations? So, Candace, are you back?
Are you experiencing hair thinning at the hairline or balding edges due to wigs, weaves, or protective styles? Then the Good to Grow Edge Resuscitator is for you. Good to Grow's complete hair growth system strengthens the hair from the follicle, stops breakage, promotes thicker, fuller, and healthier looking hair. Good to Grow helps repair existing damage and protects against new damage from styling. Good to Grow works underneath wigs and weaves to nourish and soothe dry and itchy scalp. Good to Grow's all-natural ingredients for men, women, children, relaxed or naturals, all hair types and styles. Get Good to Grow today at goodtogrow.com. That's good, the number 2, GRO.com.
Somebody say reparations. Well, I am here to pick up my check.
What's up?
No, 48
is in the mule.
Okay.
Let me be
so,
among the first in line. Yes.
Okay. I want to do a shout out to all my people who are supporting me in this endeavor that I'm on. My friend Donna, she's a cavalier, and my sister Helen, and my daughter. Kim, and just so many people out there that are supporting us, and I just want to do a holler and a shout out to them and tell them how much I love and appreciate them. My Arizona girl, you know, it's just this is a platform that can be used by everybody, and I'm glad that I'm getting the opportunity to give everybody else an opportunity. But Karen and Doc, I love you to death, man, but there's so many people that we got so much to talk about. I just love this show. I just love who I got here. Karen, how do you feel about reparations? But the next thing, after you tell me how you feel about that, I want you to tell me about what you're trying to do here in Chicago, what you're trying to create here in Chicago. Karen?
Well, number one, reparations for us is a human lawsuit. We have a human lawsuit. We've been violated as humans. So that's number one. It's not a civil lawsuit. It's a human lawsuit. And it's time that we get the wording right. And like when you just said, what am I trying to do? No, I'm not trying to do it. I'm going to do it. because we've been taught to speak. The English language is one of the trickiest language that they've programmed us to do. We don't even realize that we're speaking our own demise. And that's because once we get their titles and their degrees, we feel like we've arrived. Look at it like this. The universities have copied off of the universe, and I'm explaining to you why. There's the associates, there's the bachelor's, there's the master's, and then let's say there's the doctorate. Well, you must associate yourself with nature. That's what you come from. And in order to associate yourself with nature properly, you need to remain a bachelor for as long as you can. So as you associate yourself with nature by remaining a bachelor, you begin to master all of the dis-ease that the European culture put upon you. And guess what? You become the doctor of your own world. Without all this stuff, America cannot exist. Are we really that sick that we need somebody to tell us what to do and what not to do? Of course, if we don't eat right, we're going to be out of shape, we're going to be fat, we're going to be sick. That's common sense. So when you think it's just time for us to get back to do the right thing, they told us if you put on a mask and walk in a bank, you could get in trouble. Now you could walk in the bank with a mask. So doesn't that let you know that man creates laws for man? Do you really think that they were going to create universities for you to be smarter than them to come back and take away what they created? I can't deal with ignorance anymore, and I mean that. I can't do it. I'm looking for individuals that want to use that natural talent that's within them. We come here with three things: time, treasures, and talents. Whoever and whatever gets the majority of your time eventually gets your treasures and talents. We've been trained to be on time for school and job, but late for one another. I can't play it no more. I can't do it. So I'm going for human rights. We have human lawsuits. And those that believe in the Creator, the God in me is the infinite wisdom. I'm not looking in no sky. I'm not looking in no ground. We're the currency that needs to flow. We stopped throwing our currency because they created a currency called the dollar bill. If you truly be who you are and what you are, everything you need will manifest, and even some of your desires. How do I know? I'm a living witness, baby. From going from clocking about $6 million a year to damn near nothing, everything I need manifests. But I know who I am. And right now, our children need to know who they are, get rid of all these titles, because they're not doing anything. And
okay. Okay, hold on right there, honey. Doc, let me get back to you again. What about these masks, Doc, that you say you were going to order?
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to get us KN95 masks, which are considered the safest masks that you can wear to help you prevent from getting the COVID-19 virus. And like I said, you know, anybody that's interested in getting the KN95 mask, you know, I got Cliff information. Let me know. We can put in as many orders as we need, and they're reasonably priced too.
And you're saying these are the best masks? These are the best masks for you?
Yeah, the safest mask. I don't like to use the word best. I say safest.
Okay.
Because if you go on the CDC site, little blue surgical masks, those are okay, but the KN95s are better at preventing, you know, the transmission of the COVID virus. That's what the studies have shown.
Okay, now here I got a question. We're going to flip the script here, but by you mentioning the fact that blue, let's talk about, Doc, the blue pill. Everybody on my show is an adult. The Viagra and these sex pills that the men are taking, even some women now, what effect do they have on us? Do they work? What are some of the danger zones of that? Tell us about Viagra and what it really does, and is it safe or is it not safe, and what does it really do?
Let me give you a quick history lesson on Viagra. What happened was they were coming out with a new blood pressure product, and what they normally do, they test these products on veterans. So they gave this pill that was supposed to be the new blood pressure medication to a lot of patients at the VA. And what they noticed is in a couple of days that these old men who weren't having erections, all of a sudden all these men began to have erections. So they was like, that was a side effect of the drug, as y'all talked about earlier. All drugs have side effects. So this side effect to the blood pressure medication because it increases the blood vessels, and so penis longer. As a side effect of that, it causes them to have erections. So then they created a whole new group of drugs called erectile dysfunction. Mm-hmm. They created a whole new industry called erectile dysfunction drugs because they realized through serendipity and a side effect of that blood pressure method, that's how we got to the blue pill being what it is today.
And okay,
so the problem with
God.
That is, yeah, the problem with that is that because it controls your blood pressure, you can take that, and sometimes when people take the Viagra, it causes them to have headaches because the blood vessels constrict. They get smaller. That's what keeps the blood in the penis to make the penis stay erect. So that's the major side effect, that you can affect your blood vessels. And over time, as I think Ms. Peters was saying, how the blood pressure medication soften up the arteries because you're pumping, you know, like a carburetor. You're pumping it through your heart. So then your heart is pumping harder to push the fluids back and forth when you take these medications.
Okay.
And let me chime in on one other thing, too. You were talking about the drinking white liquor versus dark liquor. The reason why it's better to drink white liquor than dark liquor because white liquor is distilled, so the color is taken out. So when you drink dark liquor, your liver has to do that filtration process. And so when you drink white liquor, that filtration process is already done, and so you don't end up with cirrhosis, which is the dying of the liver from filtering dark liquor. My cousin died from cirrhosis of the liver.
Okay. This has got to have been the fastest hour I've ever had. Ms. Peters, I love you. I hope that we can call on you. I want you to get with Ms. Hicks and just use your political background to guide us. Ms. Hicks, I don't want you to leave me at all. Whatever you're doing, please count me in. You always got slot on my radio show here. And it's going to take people like us who concern to make a difference in this world. And not only that, but make a difference in our city, because if we make this a model city, then it can go all over the country as it is, you know. So, therefore, on behalf of the Cannon Media Group, I want to say thank you to Ms. Luana Peters with all your background and political knowledge. Doc, you know, you're always here with me. And Ms. Karen, it seems like I'm about to find a spot for you every week, too. I got to give you 10 minutes. But the bottom line is we are moving in the right direction here
together.
In Chicago.
Yeah, you can connect us together. He's got our phone numbers. Yes.
Please
connect us. Cliff,
please.
You can connect us.
I have everybody's phone number, and I will put you all in touch with one another. Not only that, but if this pandemic ends to the point where we can come out in a restaurant, I'm going to have a meeting with all of us at Josephine's Hard Time Restaurant so we can sit down face-to-face and really exchange all the information that we work with. So once again, on behalf of Nick Cannon Media, on behalf of AIA Inc., I want to say thank everybody for joining in. Those that are on the line that are listening, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed some. And more than anything, I hope you learned something. This is Just Chicago. And coming soon to Chicago, it'll be Just Chicago Live with none other than myself. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Love everybody.
Thank you.
Hey, one more thing. Right. Hey, when y'all wearing your mask, put a little Vaseline behind your ears. Put a little Vaseline behind your ears. Keep your mask from irritating your ears.
You heard it from the doc.
It's time for Just Chicago's Neighborhood Talk with Clifton Pierce. A Cannon Media and Axe Entertainment Artists, Inc. production.